Hi, this is Lindy, the creator and host of Lindy's Audio Cafe, a podcast focused on positive and thought-provoking stories. Life gets busy, and in the race for happiness, we sometimes forget it's often the smaller things in life that truly matter. My podcast is focused on the stories that don't make tabloids, the basics that make you smile, the kindness of people who help make the world a better place. Yeah, we need a bit more of that. But before we get started, please be sure to hit subscribe on your podcast app so you don't miss future episodes. Thanks for listening. Headphones on. Got my mic. All right. I think I got it together. Hi, everybody. It's Lindy here, and I'm delighted to be back in the podcast chair. Oh, before I get started, though, here's a quick note about me. I live on Vancouver Island, right here in Canada. I'm a hobby podcaster and a one-person team. So basically, that means I record, edit, produce the show all on my own. Oh, and sorry, Ozzy. Yes, a little bit of supervision from my 12-year-old poodle, Ozzy, the studio hound. Yeah, he's sitting right here behind me. Okay, well, today I'm going to change things up a little bit. Usually I record my podcast in the morning when I'm bright-eyed and full of energy. I'm always an early bird, and then I fall asleep early on the couch at night and snore. Yeah. Oh, and then I stop and ask my partner what's going on in the show. Yeah, I'm one of those. Oops. Beautiful. Not. Oh, well, anyway, today I felt like I needed to grab the mic in the afternoon and simply chat about paying it forward. And you'll find out a little bit later as to why I needed to do it. It's basically because of something that happened to me today. So what is paying it forward? I Googled it and I discovered that there's actually a movie with that title. Well, that's something new I learned today. What I also read online is that to pay it forward is when somebody does something nice for you, instead of reciprocating the favor to that person, you pass on the kindness to someone else. Wow, what a great concept. Imagine if every day was pay it forward day. In a world of some people, it truly is. I live in a rural residential area and I often walk a variety of trails near my home or just a short drive away. Many of those trails are run by the regional districts and they have garbage bins, outhouses, groomed trails, and people come every day to tidy up. We also have other trails that are not managed by any district, and it's up to the people who walk those trails to take care and pride in their environment. Last fall, I was headed out to walk my dog with my partner, and it was much to our dismay that someone had dumped a huge load of old beat-up tires at the beginning of the trail. We were both so disgusted. I mean, come on, it's a beautiful area. It's home to deer, birds, and yeah, maybe even a few cougars and bears. But regardless, it's our home, and by ours, I mean home to everyone in the neighborhood who enjoys that trail. Oh, those tires were so huge. They're those big dually-type tires that you see on huge trucks. And we came home, we made some phone calls to the area district, but it didn't appear any authority would be out anytime soon to pick up those tires. I mean, really, why should they have to do it? They weren't anyone's tires but the person that dropped them there. We grabbed our truck, and bless my partner, he scooped up those big heavy tires and he put them in the back of the truck. Oh, and they were not light. And honestly, pardon my language here, but it pissed me off because here's my partner. He's a senior and he's out there busting his butt cleaning up crap that some lazy asshole dumped near the woods. Like, come on, people. Sheesh. So we came back home and he made some phone calls to a few tire places, and first he was told we would have to personally pay the disposal fee to a tire shop, and I guess I get that because, I mean, they have to probably pay a disposal fee. But, you know, the second place he called was really kind. They listened to his story and he told them that they weren't even our tires. We were just trying to clean up someone else's mess near the woods. I was so impressed with Cal Tire and Courtney. They took the tires from him, and they did not charge him disposal fees. Wow, that was so community-minded. And in this case, the kindness of their business will bring more business to them because we'll tell anyone we know that needs new tires how they helped us dispose of a mess that wasn't even ours. Or theirs. I hesitated to mention their name because I wouldn't want people to think, oh, at any time I need to get rid of tires, I'm just going to dump them there. Because that would not be right. They still pay the wages of the guys that helped unload them, and I'm kind of guessing they probably have to pay a disposal fee also. So I just mentioned them because they simply did a really kind thing, no expectation in return. And I can't say they could do that all the time. I mean, they are a business. They're not a drop-off disposal place. But their act of kindness went a long way. Have you ever been in a restaurant or at the drive-thru when you go to pay your bill, it's already paid for? That is such a fun thing, and it always makes you feel so good inside when you know there's people in this world who are out there simply promoting random acts of kindness, no expectation of anything in return. Well, I've done the old pay it forward thing in the drive-thru a few times. Once I ended up spending a bit more than I'd hoped because the person behind me was picking up for a lot of people. Oops. Oh well, I had the option to back out of the order, but if anything, I guess I just made a few people happy and not just the driver in the car. Why have I done it? Well, perhaps it might be because it happened to me once, and I remember how shocked I was when it happened. Shocked and happy. Wasn't that I didn't have the money for the coffee. Again, it was just that this good old feeling of inner warmth that came because there's still kind people in this world. There's a lot of people in this world who are really kind, and we don't always see that. In their own way, they're doing a form of pay it forward, but not always as recognizable as paying for two lattes at the drive-thru. My partner has a wealth of experience in building renovations, and it's not uncommon for people to ask for a bit of a hand with this or that, or a little advice on how to get started, and he often does his best to help out where he can. My son's a computer tech, and I can't count the number of times he's helped seniors with setting up computers, hooking up new TVs. Just last week, he was helping a neighbor who was struggling, and most of these people are seniors on a tight budget who just need a little bit of help. He even bailed out this old podcaster a time or two, and videos for YouTube weren't rendering properly. Yeah, I know a lot of people who do really great things. My friend Brenda plays piano for seniors. Kayla's coordinating a group for the coldest night of the year fundraiser, a walk to raise funds to help raise money for people who are experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. Yeah, a few of my friends are involved in this. I have another friend who's someone I call the Silent Saint. Yeah, Donna's always helping others, and I don't think there's ever a day in her week where she isn't helping someone. Pay it forward is a bit different than volunteering, you know, although the concept is still kind of the same. Simply being kind and being a good human towards others. A few people have asked me if I think you need to buy the car behind you drinks, if the person in front of you pays for yours at the drive-thru. Thought about it. No, I don't think you have to. I think you can smile and give a wave at the car in front of you if you can. Appreciate the kindness of that complimentary coffee and know that you'll do something similar at another time. Your choice. I mean, you could always go ahead and pay for the car behind you, but then it's a bit of an obligation and not just because. If you do and it stops there, well, that's okay. It was about your intent to be kind and you don't know what the ability is of the person behind you to pay it forward. Maybe they can afford their cup of coffee. Maybe they don't have funds to buy lunch if that's what the car behind them ordered. So no matter what, it's about the original intent of just being kind. Sometimes when you do favors for people, they'll likely want to return the favor. A friend of mine told me one time, if he helps you with something at your house, he doesn't want a gift card in return. He just wants a thank you. Just say thanks to him and call it a day. And it actually makes him feel uncomfortable if somebody tries to buy him a gift. He always just says, pay it forward. I'll do something kind for you. You do something kind for someone else. That's just how he works. Today, just before I recorded this podcast, I arrived home and I ran in the house, grabbed my rubber boots and a handy grabber. You know, those little grabby things that have the pinchers on the end. And I grabbed some recycling bags. See, a few weeks ago, some jerks had thrown a bunch of beer cans in the bushes near our walking trail. And I'm guessing there was probably a couple dozen, maybe more, beer cans strewn in the bushes. And the bushes are in a swampy, messy area near the road. Not something I could tackle without proper boots. I'd noticed fast food containers had been added to it, and now someone dropped an old piece of wood with some nails in it. Really bugged me. And today I made up my mind I was going to go and drive there with the right gear and go and clean it up. And I have to be honest, I grumbled inside and I was thinking to myself, if all these people walk by every day and enjoy this trail and we did the tires, can't someone else do the cans? I was thinking that way. As I reached the end of the road in my car and I pulled up to the trailhead, I ended up with this really nice feeling on the inside because I knew what I was going to do was really nice. And I was thinking to myself, I bet this will make a few people happy if they go by and those cans are gone. So I felt actually pretty good about it. So I thought if I can wade through the muck in my rubber boots and clean up those cans, it's going to help bring that pristine look back to that area and make a better home for the animals. So while I was feeling good inside, knowing I was about to do something good, I opened the door, got those boots, grabbed my handy grabber, and headed over to where the cans had sat for a number of weeks. They were gone! I was shocked. someone else had been there and cleaned the mess up. Wow, I felt such gratitude inside, not because I was too lazy to do it, but grateful that someone else had taken the time and effort to do a silent task that would make life better for other people. Wow, so thank you to whoever picked up those cans in the garbage. And in a way, I felt like the pay it forward concept had just happened in our own neighborhood, but on a different level. It's always nice when somebody does something unexpected. I mean, I love it when people do kind things for others, and especially when they're not out running to tell the world about it. It's not about getting pats on the back on social media. It's simply about being kind. Imagine if we could name every day Pay It Forward Day, and you didn't even have to wait for something good to happen to you before you did something nice for another person. Everyone can be the team leader when it comes to Pay It Forward, and what a wonderful world it could be if with every person, every day it happened. Wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah, I love that concept. So yeah, Pay It Forward. Pay It Forward Day, every day. Now I better head out here, but before I head out, I just want to mention really quickly, I did put a shout out on my podcast page. It's under Lindy's Audio Cafe podcast. It's a group page that I have on Facebook. I'm gathering some neighborly stories with positive endings. Yeah, so it kind of involves some kindness as well. So do you have a neighbor that made a really positive difference in your life? Was your neighbor that handy person who was always there for you when you needed a hand? Maybe your neighbor looked after your kids when you really needed some help, or maybe they even climbed a tree to rescue your cat. Who knows? Did you ever start out on the wrong side of the fence with a neighbor? And eventually you resolved your issue and you became great friends. Perhaps you might want to share your story on my next episode. I'm not looking for long stories, just a couple minutes, you know, just something short, sweet, to the point. If you want to share something quick, just to kind of help highlight the kindness of other people in the world, happy stories. And if you want to share it, just head over to Lindy's Audio Cafe podcast page here on Facebook and comment on my post if you'd like to share your story. I hope to record the next episode prior to Valentine's Day. So, oh, Valentine's Day. Crap, look at that. That's a whole other topic altogether. Anyway, so yeah, just thought I'd mention that I wouldn't mind including your story if you've got a happy story with some positive kindness to it about your neighbors. Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. If you appreciate the show and you would like to show your support, I do have a link in the show notes where you can support the show through Buy Me a Coffee. Yeah, just click on the little link that says support the show. Now, this Buy Me a Coffee, it's not expected, but always appreciated. And oh, if I do happen to get a coffee, I might even pay it forward at the drive-thru. All right. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And remember what I always say as I head out, smiles come in all languages and in all colors. Take care. Have a good day. Bye. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to click like and share it so others can enjoy it also. Join the Lindy's Audio Cafe podcast group for updates. Oh, and positive reviews are always welcome as well. Check the show notes for updated links. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.